The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Today is Friday, September 4th. What to know today about another controversial police incident and why 7 officers are now suspended. Also, what President Trump said that has election officials reminding people it's illegal to vote twice. Plus, what to expect from an iconic 2-minute sporting event on Saturday, which 2 blockbuster movies debut this weekend and where to find them, and how the Ice Bucket Challenge paved the way for a medical breakthrough. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Well, we start today with another controversial police incident that left a man dead, and now several police officers are suspended. This time it happened in Rochester, New York. It actually happened back in March, but it didn't come out until this week when family members of the man who died released police body camera footage. The video shows a black man named Daniel Prude naked in the street on the ground as police put his hands behind his back. He was apparently spitting at police officers and yelling that he had COVID-19, so the officers put a mesh cover over his head called a spit hood. Those covers have been used for decades to protect officers from getting spit on, though they're already controversial, with critics saying the hoods can cause people to panic and make it harder to breathe. After the hood was on, one officer also pressed Prude's face into the pavement for 2 minutes while Prude yelled that he wanted to take an officer's gun. Prude eventually stopped moving, and police did CPR until paramedics arrived. But Prude died in the hospital a week later, and his death was ruled a homicide from asphyxiation. Prude's brother says he had originally called police because his brother was having a mental health episode, but now he says he wanted his brother to get help, not get killed. Rochester's mayor says it's time to question and reform how authorities respond to mental health emergencies. She also apologized to the Prude family, saying the system failed them. New York's attorney general says her office is now investigating Prude's death and will decide soon whether any of the officers should face criminal charges. For now, 7 officers are suspended, and the local police union said it's also looking into this. Protesters took to the streets this week and held a vigil for Prude last night. We have an update to last weekend's deadly shooting at a Portland, Oregon protest. Authorities say they ID'd the gunman and tried to arrest him last night. But as a federal task force tried taking him into custody, he ended up being shot and killed by U.S. Marshals. The man was Michael Reinel. He's a vocal member of the far-left Antifa movement. Remember, Antifa is short for anti-fascist. And the group is controversial because members believe violence is justified for their cause, thinking as long as racist groups exist, brutality will too. Reinel actually talked to Vice News yesterday and admitted to shooting the far-right activist last weekend. Well, the AP reports when federal agents went to arrest him last night, he reportedly pulled out a gun and 4 members of the task force ended up opening fire, killing him. No law enforcement officers were hurt. By the way, protesters are still rallying for justice in Portland. They have taken to the streets every day for 98 days ever since George Floyd was killed at the hands of Minneapolis police officers. In a series of tweets, President Trump told his supporters who vote early by mail to also show up at their local polling place on Election Day. He said a similar message at campaign events in North Carolina and Pennsylvania, telling mail-in voters to also try to vote in person. To be clear, voting twice on purpose in a single election is illegal under federal law. The president suggested people should go to the polls to at least see if their vote was counted, saying they would be stopped if the mail-in system worked well. But really, the AP reports information on whether a ballot has been counted is not available right away. And in some states, ballots aren't counted until after the polls close. Either way, voting more than once, no matter how you vote, is illegal. And some state election officials warned that a flood of voters showing up in person on Election Day to check the status of their ballots could lead to longer lines and more problems on Election Day. Instead, they say if you follow the instructions from your state and send in your mail-in ballot on time, you shouldn't have to worry. Mail-in voting rules do vary by state, so if you want to know more about what your state requires, we put a link in today's show notes. Speaking of Election Day, now less than 2 months away, some major companies say they'll be paying their employees to spend time as a poll worker. Remember, the U.S. faces a shortage of poll workers right now, since many senior citizens who usually take part are sitting this one out over COVID-19 concerns. Well, now Business Insider reports companies like Old Navy will give workers 8 hours of pay if they volunteer. And others like Starbucks and Salesforce have partnered with a nonprofit to encourage more people to sign up. Also of note, ahead of Election Day, Facebook now says it will not be allowing any new political ads in the week leading up to November 3rd. The company is apparently worried last-minute ads could make questionable or false claims, and with the election so close, there might not be enough time for fact-checkers to scrutinize them before Election Day. Existing political ads can still stay up the whole time, but the publishers will not be allowed to edit what they say. More news is coming up, but first, thanks to our sponsor, Liquid IV. You know that feeling when you're so thirsty and maybe water helps, but it doesn't really do the trick? I'm guessing you do, since 3 out of 4 people experience dehydration daily. Well, Liquid IV is going to change your world. One stick of Liquid IV in a bottle of water provides the same hydration as drinking 2 to 3 bottles of plain water without filling up your stomach with all that liquid. I love pouring a packet of Liquid IV into my water whenever I come home from a hard workout, a hike, a walk on a hot day, or simply when I realize I just haven't had enough water lately. And it quenches my thirst like nothing else. Plus, it's made with clean ingredients, so you can feel good about adding it to your water. Liquid IV also tastes great with flavors like lemon lime and acai berry. So go get your Liquid IV and get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code NEWSWORTHY at checkout. Liquid IV is also available nationwide at Costco and Target, but you can get 25% off anything you order when you use the promo code NEWSWORTHY at liquidiv.com. Now back to the news. The U.S. Labor Department will be releasing its monthly jobs report today, and some economists told Yahoo Finance they expect it to be encouraging that more jobs are starting to come back, even though the pace of hiring is still likely slowing. The report is expected to impact the stock market, which saw a big drop yesterday. In fact, Apple had the largest one-day loss for a U.S.-listed company on record, and big tech in general was down, leading to the stock market's biggest drop in months. That said, it comes after a massive rally recently, so it seems investors were cashing in their high-valued tech stocks. Though that might not be the only reason. Remember, the Congressional Budget Office said this week the federal debt is expected to outpace the country's GDP next year. So that might have had an impact on investors' choices, too. One of the most iconic sporting events in the world is happening this weekend. We're talking about the Kentucky Derby, which is often called the most exciting 2 minutes in sports. The long-standing race is usually the first leg of the Triple Crown of horse racing. But this year, because of the pandemic, it was pushed back from May to this Saturday. And the Belmont Stakes actually came first. The horse Tis the Law won it and is expected to win this time around, too. But as we know, there's always a chance for an underdog, or maybe an underhorse, victory. During a normal year, the Kentucky Derby is full of traditions like big hats, mint juleps, and star-studded parties. But this year, there will be no fans in the stands at Churchill Downs, and the watch parties will have to be mostly virtual. The race will air tomorrow on NBC at 7 p.m. Eastern. The Kentucky Derby Festival also has a special website set up in hopes of keeping the pomp and circumstance alive. It includes special race-themed Zoom backgrounds, drink recipes, and more. We have a link to that festival site in today's show notes. More Americans are expected to go to the movies this weekend than any other weekend since March. Two big blockbusters debut today, one of them in theaters, the other on streaming instead. First, Tenet was just released in theaters in the U.S. The action thriller is one of the most anticipated releases of the year. And already last weekend, it made more than $53.5 million in its international debut. But here in the U.S., not everyone will be able to see it, since theaters are still closed in some big cities like New York and L.A. Also, the live-action version of Mulan debuts on Disney Plus today. It was supposed to hit theaters back in March, but that was delayed because of COVID-19. So it will be streaming only for now. To watch, you'll need a Disney Plus subscription and pay an additional $30, though that fee will be dropped December 4th. Well, we are heading into a long holiday weekend because Monday is Labor Day, a federal holiday paying tribute to the contributions and achievements of American workers. It's also known to symbolize the end of summer and bring Labor Day sales at retailers. But you should expect many places to be closed on Monday, including government buildings and the U.S. Postal Service, as well as many schools and workplaces. Heads up, we will not have an episode on Monday, but we will be back tomorrow with our special edition Saturday episode. And yes, we'll be talking about work. Two experts will share new data and advice about the future of the workplace. That's it for the main 10 minutes of news today, but now it's time for Feel Good Friday, where we bring you one extra feel-good or positive news story before the weekend. And today, we're talking about a new treatment that may help slow the progression of ALS. And get this, the new research that helped discover this treatment was possible in part because of the ice bucket challenge so many people took part in. Remember that? It went viral in 2014. People posted videos of themselves pouring a bucket of ice water on their own heads. Then they asked people to donate to ALS research. Well, that challenge ended up raising about $220 million, and some of that money helped lead to this breakthrough. And it's important work. ALS attacks nerve cells, and it eventually leaves people unable to walk, eat, or even breathe. And it affects about 20,000 people in the U.S. at any given time. So while researchers say the new medication is not a cure, they do say it seems to help people stay independent for longer. This new drug is still in clinical trials, but the ALS Association is hoping patients will be given access to it before the trials are complete. It proves donations and research really can make a difference. All right, thank you so much for listening. Make sure you're subscribed or following us in your podcast app, because we'll be back with our special edition Saturday episode tomorrow and another news roundup on Tuesday after Labor Day, when we'll also be announcing a giveaway celebrating 3 years of the Newsworthy podcast. Until then, have a great day.